Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business, and welcome to the Monday Remembrance. Want to encourage you to just take a nice, gentle breath and just notice how you're feeling. There's a lot going on in the world. There always is. And yet, because of social media, because of our technology, we've become aware of a lot more than perhaps we knew about 10 years ago or 20 years ago or a generation ago. And we're updated on it and inundated by it. And the heart naturally wants to engage. Naturally, we want to engage. And yet that can really ratchet up our nervous system. Leave us feeling far from our heart. So I want to encourage you in this moment to take a nice gentle breath and just notice how you're feeling. Just taking that breath. And notice that if you don't make yourself breathe, that you end up breathing anyway. That the breath happens automatically. And if you just focus on your breath for a few moments, you may begin to notice that perhaps it's not you breathing. Perhaps you are being breathed. And in the midst of this breathing, bringing your attention to your heart high up in your chest and beginning to call to the divine. Calling the name of the divine through the open doorway of your heart. Just continuing to call, letting your heart bow, letting your head bow, letting yourself find the humility and the sincerity, and also just the desire to rest, just the desire for your nervous system to rest. There's so many inputs, so much that's asking, clamoring for our attention. Just turning away from it all in this moment, turning away. Noticing anything that you're carrying. Any things you're caring for, any outcomes you're trying to force, trying to make happen. Just setting it all down. Letting your arms hang limp. Letting your shoulders relax. Letting your jaw relax. Letting yourself ask, is love available even here? Even if I do nothing. Even if I stop pushing, is love available even here? And just continuing to remember and call to the divine. And noticing in the silence your mind's desire to fill up with action, that it's hard to lose the habit of action. It's hard to lose the habit of doing, whether it's just your mind doing or your body doing. And regardless, just being really gentle and compassionate with yourself, noticing that that's just what you do. It's just a habit. And remembering the source of love. Remembering the divine. Remembering the compassion and the mercy and the love. And the gentleness and the strength and the compassion. And the wisdom and the peace and the healing and the strength. Just letting your heart turn completely towards the source of love. Letting yourself just rest. Just rest into the arms of the beloved. Into the arms of the friend. Letting yourself catch your breath. Catch your heart. Catch your soul. What if it was okay to just lay your burden down, to lay your cares down, to lay the pushing, the striving down? What if the world doesn't depend on you doing things perfectly? What if the world doesn't depend on you pushing and pushing and pushing beyond all reason? What if the state of the world and the state of your business and your safety and your security and your freedom and your love was already being cared for, and that you can be engaged with it and support it and express it and receive it, but that it wasn't only on your shoulders to make it happen, that it was already happening. Oh. We need a certain amount of quiet, a certain amount of spaciousness. Our nervous systems need a certain amount of peace, a certain amount of stillness, in order to recalibrate, in order to reconnect. The tumult of our lives may leave our nervous systems taxed more than we realize. And then when there is sincere need for us to engage, we have so little to give. And yet if we can give ourselves the nourishment on a regular basis, if we can take the stillness and connect with the love, and turn away from the world and let ourselves be nourished, that when we are asked to engage, we can do so with a full heart. The choice is not to turn away from the world or to engage with the world. The choice is whether we're awake to what our heart is asking for in any particular moment, whether we're letting ourselves be turned, letting ourselves be placed, and letting ourselves be aware and to remember exactly what it is that our hearts are being directed to remember and be awake to in any moment. We may eventually attain a level of awareness where we can remember the divine and witness the presence of the divine, even in the tumult of the world. And yet, if that's not true for us, let us be honest with ourselves, let us be compassionate, and let us take the time we need to turn away from the tumult, to turn away from the storm, and to be nourished, knowing that the more that we do that, the more that we can begin to recognize the very presence of the love within the tumult, the more time we take away, the more chance that we'll grow into being able to be healthfully engaged. Allah. And taking a gentle breath, noticing any authentic appreciation. Or anything you've experienced during this remembrance. And letting yourself express that to the divine. if you wish to remain in remembrance, please do so. And if it's time for you to turn your attention back to the world, take a nice gentle breath and let your attention turn, knowing that the remembrance is always available in any moment. Peace.